Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for this morning's message is the epistle lesson from Galatians, especially these words. But when the time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive the full rights of sons. Thus far the text. Have you ever had the experience of something timed perfectly? You drive into the mall to finish that last-minute Christmas shopping, and the very first spot near the very first door is open to park in. Doesn't ever happen for me, but maybe for you. You ever had that experience? Or you get into the store you want to buy your Christmas gift from, and there's only one left, and you get the very last item. Not bad, huh? Probably more often than not, unfortunately, you have the opposite experience. You see a spot in the next row over in the mall where you're going to be able to park, and you wheel your car around and get there just as another person pulls in. That was helpful. Or you get to the store to discover the person in front of you in line has gotten the very last item you wanted. Timing is everything. Timing is everything. And it makes you have to ask the question this time of year when you read this passage from Galatians, when the time had fully come, why that time? Why in the tens of thousands of years that God could have chosen, did he choose that time? What does that mean? When the time had fully come. You ask yourself, well, why not 2,000 years earlier? Wouldn't have that been more helpful, maybe? You think about all those people that perhaps over that long waiting time had got tired of waiting and stopped believing? Why not 2,000 years later, meaning today? Why did Christ come exactly when he came? Why was that time the perfectly perfect time for the perfect God to send his perfect plan? You don't know. Don't you hate it when pastors ask questions they're not going to answer? I'm not going to answer it. You know why? I don't know. I'm not God. God knows. He chose it. He picked it. The perfectly perfect God picked the perfect plan at the perfect time. He chose it. The time had fully come and God decided. Now, you and I can look back historically and say there was lots going on that made it perfect. There was something called the Peace of Rome, the Pax Romana, right? Most of the known world was under the Roman control, Roman Empire. So there was this peace that existed. It allowed for this to happen. But take that one step back and you realize, well, God's God, so he could have made that happen at any point, right? It doesn't answer the question. Ultimately, the answer to the question is, God is God, and that's the time he chose, and, well, get over it. He chose it. But when you begin to look at everything, and you look at the whole story of not only Jesus' birth, but his whole life, you realize timing is everything, and the timing was perfect. The timing was perfect for God to send John the Baptist to prepare the way of the Lord, to tell others, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The timing was perfect for Jesus to descend down into the Jordan River and be baptized by John. The timing was perfect for Jesus to walk beside the Sea of Galilee, see Peter, James, and John mending their nets and say, follow me, and poof, there they go. And you can walk your way through the entire gospel story. And at each and every moment, the timing is perfect. The timing is perfect for our Lord and Savior to go and sit by a well at noontime and have a woman come by that he could have a conversation with, and she becomes the first Gentile to hear, this is the Messiah. The timing was perfect. Each and every aspect of Christ's life, each and every story, each and every parable is told exactly when it's supposed to be told, each and every healing and miracle done exactly when it's supposed to be done. It's God's timing, and he's really good at it. It's perfect. Even the cross, the moment of Calvary, is perfect timing. And it takes place exactly as it's supposed to. Christ's proclamation at the end of that time, it is finished, is not only a statement about salvation, but a statement about time. It is done. The word used there literally is a time word, teleos, fulfilled, completed. perfect timing for salvation to be completed. God's timing is perfect. And so then 3 days later, not an arbitrary number, but a prophetical number, Christ rises. Timing is perfect. It's how God is. It's how God is with you. God's timing in your life is perfect. Really, it is. Doesn't often feel that way, though, right? Because the problem is that God's timing is not often my timing. The way God would like things to happen, you know, and the way God has things happen, isn't the way probably I would plan my life out. It doesn't seem to work very well. You see, we like to have the illusion, and it is just an illusion, that we're in control. That we control anything. But think about this. You didn't even control when you were born. The most important thing that has ever happened in your life, and you had no control over it, God decided that in 1968, Robert Weller would be born. I didn't get to decide that. God decided. So the most important event in your life, and you had no control over it at all. And a lot of your life's like that, huh? And it's a problem. It's a problem because you think, I know what should be happening in my life, and you get to the point where you feel like you can't take one more thing. I need control. But you know what? Yertle the turtle thought that too. Do you know the story of Yertle the turtle from Dr. Seuss? So Yertle the turtle was the king of the pond. Right? He controlled everything in his great little pond. But he got to a point where he decided that wasn't enough. He wanted to extend his pond-like kingdom. So he called all of the turtles of the pond together and asked them to stack themselves into a royal high throne. And he was going to get up on top of that royal high throne and look about where he could expand his pond kingdom. So the turtles did as he asked, and dozens came, and then hundreds came, and they stacked themselves up, and Yertle climbed to the top, and he looked around, and then I'll let Dr. Seuss take over. But it came to pass that at the bottom of the turtle, there was a plain little turtle named Mac. That plain little Mac did a plain little thing. He burped. And his burp shook the throne of the king. Yertle the turtle had a great fall, and all the king's men and all the king turtles couldn't put Yertle back together again. It was a plain little thing. Yertle thought he was in control, right? He had it all. He had his pond and he wanted more. But remember, control is an illusion. Timing of your life is an illusion that you think you control. Things happen in your life and you have no control over them, just like Yertle. You think you can, but you can't. We can't. We're completely, utterly dependent upon God. And sometimes, let's just state it plainly, sometimes we think God's timing is really, really bad. Have you had that experience? You're having financial troubles, and you begin to do a financial assessment, and you look through it, and you're wondering how you're going to pay all the bills, and so you decide you can get them all paid, you put the stamps on them, and you're going to have 15 cents left over, and you go out to mail them, and you go to start your card, nothing. Really, God? Now? Or you come home, and there's water coming out from under the dishwasher. That's not right. Or the refrigerator breaks. Your timing isn't God's timing. And you think, God, what are you doing? Really? His answer is, God's timing is perfect. Because, you know, our perfect God with his perfect plan isn't just perfect in terms of cosmological plan of salvation kind of stuff. God's perfect timing is perfect for you as well. Even for the things that you question. Even for the things you say, really, God, now? God is perfect and he knows exactly what he's doing in your life. The trick is not only to be thankful for the good times. You know the times I'm talking about. Every parent in here knows the times I'm talking about. The first time you held your child. Perfect timing, perfect plan. It all came together and it was just complete. But to be thankful for God for the times when you go to take the meat out of the refrigerator and you notice it's awfully warm in there. For the times when you go out to your car and it makes a really, really bad sound when you turn the key. And say, you know what? God's in control. God's timing is perfect. He'll take care of us. Maybe those kind of everyday things like cars breaking and refrigerators breaking are easier. Maybe the more personal things are more difficult. Cancer? Now, God, really? I have so much to do yet. Why did you take them from me now, Lord? I was just getting to develop this relationship with them. Now, Lord? Why are you having this kind of stress, this kind of frustration, this kind of angst come into my life now, Lord? Really? The trick is, in those moments, to saying, God is in control. His timing is perfect. I wouldn't have picked this moment for this frustration in this relationship. I wouldn't have picked this moment for this kind of angst and anxiety, Lord. But somehow God said, now is the time. But you have to look at the other side of it too. Because God made a promise to you. Oh, the promise that he fulfilled on the babe in Bethlehem is the eternal promise. But from that, God makes all these other promises. And because he's kept this promise of the babe in Bethlehem, because he's kept the promise of the perfect plan of your perfect salvation, you know that he's going to keep these other promises as well. Lo, I am with you always to the very end of the age. You're never alone. God's promise that he knows everything you're going through, all that angst, anxiety, frustration, all that pain, all that questioning, he knows that as well. And his timing is perfect. And he comes to you and says, I'm with you. But he doesn't stop there, you know that? God does other things in his perfect plan to equip you for times when you think his timing's kind of bad. He gives you word and sacrament. He gives you forgiveness of sins. He says, you're feeling lost, you're feeling guilty, here's relief. He gives you other things as well. He gives you family and friends. People that come around you in moments of angst and anxiety when you feel completely and utterly alone. And they come with a simple word, or they come and they just sit down. That's God's timing. That's God's gifts. I guarantee you, as we launch into